Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. In Netflix's second quarter earnings report, the company says it missed its own growth numbers by more than a million subscribers due to faulty internal forecasting, but not business reasons. Netflix has missed forecasts three times in the past 10 quarters, and in a video call to discuss earnings, CEO Reed Hastings said, quote, "We've seen this movie before, but it doesn't affect his optimism for the business." Netflix added 4.47 million international customers, short of a target of 5 million, and 670,000 streaming subscribers in the U.S., below its estimate of 1.2 million subscribers. IBM is seeking $167 million in a lawsuit against Groupon, which IBM accuses of using patented technology without IBM's authorization. An attorney representing IBM told a jury in federal court in Delaware that Groupon infringed patents describing foundational e-commerce technology that had already been licensed to Amazon, Facebook, and Google for between $20 and $50 million per company. Groupon argues that IBM was overreaching the scope of its patents and claiming ownership of building blocks of the internet. Walmart will use Microsoft's cloud technology for purchase and sales data sharing with vendors in a five-year deal the companies both announced Tuesday. Walmart plans to deploy Microsoft's machine learning, artificial intelligence, and other services to help employees, while also cutting costs as the company invests in growing sales online and seeks to better compete with Amazon. Booking Holdings, formerly known as Priceline, invested $500 million in Didi Chicheng, China's largest ride-hailing company. Booking Holdings plans to work closely with Didi to offer its on-demand car services through its Booking.com apps, and Didi customers will have the option to book hotels through Booking.com and its sister site Agoda. Booking also operates Kayak, Priceline.com, RentalCars.com, and OpenTable. Uber wants to make pickup times easier to rely on with guaranteed pickup windows, including $10 credits if your driver is late. Also, pre-written messages that drivers can send, such as, "Be right there," or "I've arrived." Uber's also introducing Spotlight. Your ride gets assigned a color, and you can hold up your phone and help the driver find you in dense areas, such as an airport. European regulators are expected to hit Google with a multi-billion dollar fine this week, which the EU could also use to force changes in the way that Google does business. At issue is Google's policy of requiring Android device makers to use Google Search and web browsers as default apps. In a blog post, the company defended its positions, saying distributing products like Google Search together with its Google Play App Store, quote, "permits us to offer our entire suite for free, as opposed to, for example, charging upfront licensing fees. This fee distribution is an efficient solution for everyone. It lowers the price for phone makers and consumers while still letting us sustain our substantial investment in Android and Play." Samsung announced it completed fabrication, functional testing, and validation of a prototype 8 gigabit LPDDR5 module capable of data rates up to 6.4 gigabits per second per pin. The LPDDR5 standard itself has yet to be completed, and the JEDEC Solid State Technology Association only first announced work on DDR5 last year, with a specification due at some point this year. U.S. Representative Mike Kaufman of Colorado has introduced the 21st Century Internet Act, which would ban blocking, throttling, paid prioritization, and places internet regulation under the jurisdiction of the FCC. The bill would modify the Communications Act of 1934 with a new Title VIII for the Internet. The rules are similar to the 2015 Open Internet Guidelines that were recently removed by the FCC, including handling cases of zero rating on a case-by-case basis. It also specifically bans the FCC from rate regulation and does not classify ISPs as common carriers. And finally, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Jeff Bezos is now the richest man who ever lived. Bezos is estimated to be worth $150 billion, which is about $55 billion more than Bill Gates. That $150 billion number is also worth more than Gates' 1999 amount, which was the top mark in inflation-adjusted worth until now. Congratulations, Jeff Bezos. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.